I call this committee of the House Ways and Means Committee to order and note that a quorum is present. And the first order of business on the agenda today is the approval of the minutes from Monday, March 2nd, 2023. Vice Chair Edelson, can I get a motion? Yes. I move those minutes, Madam Chair. So Vice Chair Edelson has moved the approval of the minutes from Monday, March 20th. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye. Aye. All those opposed, please say nay. The motion prevails and the minutes are adopted. So the only agenda item for tonight is the adoption of the House budget resolution for fiscal years 24 and 25. And so we'll have that, and we'll have our House fiscal staff walk through the budget resolution today. And I will say that this is a pretty big deal that we are here on March 22nd, and we have joint targets. And these reflect an agreement between the House, the Senate, and the governor. And we, for a lot of people's memory here, certainly mine, this is a historic moment in that way that we are doing our work earlier. We've heard from Minnesotans that people get frustrated by gridlock. They get frustrated by lack of transparency. And we really hear that and have come together to put together joint targets and really work towards a close of session that can be timely, that can be done through conference committees, that can be done through the work of our committees and our chairs and members. And so this is a pretty big deal to be at this moment in time to be calling this meeting on March 22nd and to be able to do this work together. And so a lot of people worked really hard to make this happen, and so it is a good day. We can react to what these are, but in terms of the process and what this means for Minnesotans, this is a good thing to be coming together this early to be able to do our work together. And so with that, I will turn to our House fiscal staff to do the budget resolution. But before I do that, we actually have an amendment to the budget resolution. You know what? First, I'm going to move the adoption of the House budget resolution so that it is in front of us. And then I will turn to Mr. McCormick to the oral amendment.
Members, Madam Chair, the amendment is simple. It's on page 1, line 10, and we're going to delete $219,932,000 and substitute $319,932,000.
Oh, I can't vote for this now.
Any questions to the oral amendment? All those in favor, please say aye. 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 All those opposed, please say nay.
No.
The oral amendment is adopted. So I will turn to Ms. Adrians to describe the budget resolution as amended.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. What I will use to walk through is actually the document that is titled, it's a one-page sheet that's titled Budget Resolution Tracking, that you should all have, and it's a table that lists all of the finance committees. And what I should back up. So the budget resolution, what it's reflecting is the maximum limits that will be set on general fund expenditures, and it also establishes amounts for the budget reserve and the cash flow account. And the budget resolution also sets limits for the healthcare access fund as well. So I will be talking and walking through the general fund changes and just orienting you to all of the numbers. So the numbers that are in the budget resolution are the numbers that are reflected on this table under the column that is on the far right titled total. So the fiscal year 24 and 25 total numbers are the numbers that are reflected in the budget resolution. So for each of the finance committees, and I'll use agriculture just because it's the first item on this table on line 6, the total amount that's in the budget resolution now, thanks to Mr. McCormick's change, is $319,932,000. And these are all in thousands on this table as well. And what that reflects is the column in the middle. This is the base spending amount or the starting point for the biennial spending. And it's $171.9 million. And then the proposed increase is 148 million. So these are sort of how we think about the traditional targets that each of the finance committees are receiving. Those numbers can be found in the column that has proposed increase at the top. Now there are a handful of finance committees that have sort of a little sub-target included, and agriculture is one of them. So on this table, out of the total of that 148 million, 100 million is set aside for broadband. So any of the numbers that are in brackets don't add to the total on the bottom line. It's a subset, and the budget resolution reflects that as well. And then on the very bottom, starting on line 31, these are other bills and changes that are set aside. They're not included in the budget resolution because the rules require that we set numbers in the budget resolution for finance committees. And so the balance between the total that's listed in the budget resolution and the numbers set aside for the finance committees are laid out here. So there are a number of proposals that are still in process. And so that's where you'll see ideas like Husfile 2 for paid family medical leave and so on. I'll just point out that there's a line for pensions as well. That's not a formal finance committee, but there is money set aside for pensions. And then on line 37 is the other bill. So this is an amount of money that is not spent, and it's sort of the amount between these proposals and the finance committee amounts. And then I'll direct your attention to line 40. And so the total proposed increase amount is just under $17.9 billion for the biennium. And the base spending is just over $54 billion. So the total spending that is that maximum limit for general fund expenditures that I referenced earlier is just over $71.9 billion. And I think I'll pause there and see if there are any questions.
Are there questions on the budget resolution? Representative Grothwell.
Thank you. Ms. Adrians, the spending that's already been approved and signed into law this session, how does that factor into these numbers?
Ms. Adrians.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Representative Grothwell. So that is not reflected on this sheet. There are a number of bills that were enacted early enough in the session, and those were captured in the February forecast. So the amount of surplus that is available those bill amounts. So the federal conformity provisions, that's a good example. So that amount was taken, it was incorporated into the February forecast, and so the surplus reflected that. So it reflected that was already built into the base spending amounts. And then any others have been accounted for as well. So the universal meals bill, that's a good example. That one was just enacted, I think, last week. And so that one was taken off of the additional funding, the surplus that was available.
Representative Grothwell.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ms. Adrians, how about the inflation that's in the forecast? How is that reflected in these numbers?
Ms. Adrians.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Representative Grothwell and members. The inflation is not built into the budget resolution or this table for that matter. So it's the legislation that was enacted just directed Minnesota Management and Budget to include it in their February forecasting documents. Well, all forecast documents, actually, their economic forecast. But it is not included in the budget resolution spending amount as a specific line item. I presume it will be incorporated into different finance committee spending ideas.
Representative Grothwell.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Ms. Adrian. So then it is the money that we currently have in the forecast that's allocated to inflation, that allocation would now be embedded in the target numbers.
Ms. Adrian.
Madam Chair and Representative Grothwell, I think that's a fair thing to say.
Yep. Okay. So thank you.
Representative Nash.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I'm not sure if this is to Ms. Adrian's or perhaps to the chair herself. On line 38, you've got $340,800,000 as a decrement from the Stadium Reserve Fund. And I just wanted to make sure that we clarify that that is actually going to pay off the stadium and that's the reason that it's being put in a decrement notation, or hoping that it's not going to be used for, you know, things other than paying off the stadium.
Thank you, Representative Nash. What I will say is we're here to adopt the budget resolution. That's a great question and a great observation, and I imagine State Government Finance Committee will have lots to say in working through what exactly that means, and you will be a part of those discussions, I would imagine, Representative Nash, on State Government Finance. And so a lot of what we have here is the framework, and that those will be a part of the discussions as we move throughout with the chairs and in the committees. But it's a good question, and I think there will be continued discussion on that.
I think they're spending.
Further discussion to Representative Blossom.
Madam Chair, I just wanted to add on the inflation issue. In higher education and in capital investment, inflation was factored into every proposal that we heard and, in fact, drove numbers up considerably over the budget hearings. So these numbers, in that sense, will be reflecting inflation. I can guarantee you it will.
Thank you, Representative Pawlowski. Further questions, and we can turn it, we can have questions specifically for Ms. Adrian's discussion, if members have anything else.
Madam Chair.
Representative Knorr.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to get clarity on the constellations number 39. Mm-hmm. I see there's a $20 million constellation.
Thank you, Representative Knorr. I had the exact same question when I saw the spreadsheet earlier and asked Ms. Adrian's the same thing. So, Ms. Adrian's.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and Representative Knorr and members. I hate to dangle this out there like it's an amount that's available for spending, but MMB every biennium books an estimation of $20 million. Every biennium, we have money that is appropriated for general fund spending that goes unspent, and so those dollars get canceled to the bottom line, and so the amounts can vary, of course, but this is an approximation of the amount that they assume, so it helps us to get a better sense of what our actual base spending will be for the biennium.
Right.
And it's I'm afraid it's not available for spending.
Nice try, Representative Nora, the same thought. Further discussion to the budget resolution. Lead Garofalo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a couple of questions about the budget. Obviously, I think it's fair to say that this is an unprecedented document in terms of the growth and the size and scope of government. One of the concerns that many of us have on this side of the aisle is that Minnesota is losing population to other states. We're now in the bottom 10 of negative domestic migration. And one of the reasons why we believe that's happening is because Minnesota's cost of government and its taxes are very high. And my question for you is that, related to this budget resolution, why do you think so many more people are leaving Minnesota than are coming here?
Representative Garofalo, I could certainly debate you on what we believe to be true or numbers, but I think we're here to approve the budget resolution, and we see this as a way to invest in Minnesotans and make sure that the people are here are cared for and that we do it in these various ways. Representative Garofalo.
Thank you. Madam Chair, we have a budget forecast information we've got from our state, Minnesota Management and Budget. It shows that we're expecting economic growth to be below 2% going forward. The population in Minnesota is expected to be flat or small. Given that, how can you and the DFL justify a 40% increase in general fund spending?
Thank you, Representative Garofalo. What we have in front of us tracks with the February forecast, and we have a balanced budget in front of us, and we have that based on the information we had in the February forecast. Representative Garofalo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Would you categorize this budget as sustainable?
Representative Garofalo, with all of the information we have in front of us, we have a balanced budget, and what you see is what you get in this budget. And it's straightforward, and we have a very responsible way we're budgeting, and to the tails as well, which we don't have, and we don't have by rules that needs to be in our budget resolution, but we have balanced tails as well.
Thank you. Madam Chair, is the House, earlier today the Senate released numbers that showed tails targets. Is the House going to be honoring those tails targets?
Representative Garofalo, that is a part of the joint target agreement.
Okay. Thank you. Madam Chair, thank you for being accessible and sharing information and the targets with us. I'll be voting no. I obviously worry about the future of the state of Minnesota. Anyone who does who looks at basic math in this would be concerned about what is truly an unprecedented increase in the size and scope of government. But you guys won the elections, and you can do what you want, and you are. So I'll be voting no. Thank you.
Representative Plowski.
Madam Chair, I wanted to compliment you on having joint budget targets in March. I know you alluded to it at the beginning, but in 37 years in the House, I have never seen joint budget targets this early. And it should afford us the opportunity to have extended conference committees. And we haven't had those in a long time. And those conference committees will certainly flesh out how this is going to be invested in Minnesota. So, Madam Chair, to you and to your staff, congratulations. This is a singular achievement.
Thank you, Representative Plowski. A lot of work went into it. I know by a lot of people here, Owen Worth and others and Emily Adrians and a whole team of people in the House really was ready to lead in that way. And I appreciate you recognizing that. We obviously had to have by our House rules, we had to have a budget resolution by the end of the week, and to have it 2 days early and to have joint targets, I appreciate. I think everyone here can appreciate that it leaves a lot more to the chairs to be able to do that and to do that work and to have the ability to make those decisions and to make them in a transparent way moving forward. So, and appreciate the discussion tonight and any further discussion to the budget resolution as amended. So with that, I move adoption of Bud Res 03 as amended. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, please say nay.
No.
The motion prevails and the budget resolution is adopted. And thank you, members. Bud Res 3 is adopted. Thank you, as amended. And with that, we have no further business, and we are adjourned, and we'll have our regular meeting next Monday. Thank you, members.